Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Rock with Hunter.
What just happened?
Did you just hit yourself?
All right, grab my headphones and put them on and smack myself in the face.
I missed it. Damn it.
You got knocked the F out, man.
Benny's with us as well. Good morning.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
There's nothing better than someone getting hurt.
Benny, love it. Whatever you do, don't do what we do on your day tonight, for God's sake.
Oh, that's right. Benny, you got your date tonight.
I almost forgot.
Are you excited?
I
hope she's not listening. Oh, I almost forgot about my date. You know, I was talking to my mom the other day, and she was like, I wanted to call so bad and give Benny pointers because he was doing so terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to be excited, dude.
Oh, man.
She's a good-looking girl.
I am excited. Yeah.
Good-looking girl.
Yeah, you don't screw this up, okay, Benny? I do. I got faith in you, man. I think you're going to do a good job, but...
I was at the gas station last night getting something to drink, and some guy was at the counter. He's like, hey, you're the guy from the morning show, right? I'm like, yeah. Is that chick hot this morning? Like, yeah, she was pretty good looking.
She's a good looking
girl. That's all I'm going to tell you. You're creeping me out.
So Benny, good luck today, okay?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Oh, yeah. Thank you. You want me to do good now? Because for a while you didn't want me to do good.
Benny, I always do well. Just because I pick on you doesn't mean I don't want you to not succeed.
Couple pointers, you know, say thank you, open the doors.
Yes.
I do that. I'm good at that.
Yeah. Remember, ask questions about her.
Mm-hmm.
And don't ask yes or no questions. Ask questions that she needs to
elaborate. Give me an example.
Like, you ask, like, did you watch the Grammys? That's a yes or no question. What did you think about the Grammys? Right there. Yeah, boom.
Yeah, boom.
Open it up.
So that's been my problem.
And you know what? Another tip, another pointer, and this is for everybody out there, just not Benny. Keep your phone in your pocket tonight.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
One night. Just one day. It's hard for all of it. It's hard for me.
Yep. That's a great way to ruin a date.
Seriously.
Yep. Just leave it. You know, don't even take it with you.
It's okay. Nobody talks to me anyways.
Leave it in the car.
I'm going to be texting you. Don't worry. I'm going to be texting. How's it going? If you need to, step away. Again, just remember, ask them about themselves. Literally, you shouldn't say anything about yourself all night.
Mm-hmm.
Not a word about yourself. It's all about her.
See, if I would have known this has been my problem all these years.
Apparently. and again, I can't stress enough how important it is to do questions that require a response. Not just yes or no, open-ended questions. Like, not, would you like to have sex? Would, how about some sex? Open-ended questions.
You have gas money?
I can guarantee you I'm not going to be asking
Could
her
I
that.
Borrow some gas money? See, that's a yes or no question.
I'm not going to be asking her that.
Say no free ride.
That's it. Ass, gas, or grass. Nobody rides for free. Don't do that.
No, thanks.
Don't do that.
Brock, what the fuck? What's the problem, Brock? Come on. Brock, what the fuck?
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Florida.
Of course.
Yes.
Brought to you by Florida.
It's been a while since we've had a Florida story.
Yeah,
but boy,
took a break for a second.
But boy, did they come back strong. Yeah. Florida came back strong, man. A 24-year-old from Bullhead City, Arizona, named Robert Bear, was heading to Key West for vacation.
I have an Uncle Robert Bear.
Yeah.
For real?
I'm dead serious.
Is he 24 years old from Bullhead?
No, he's like
Arizona?
64 years
okay,
old.
Okay, well, this is not the same guy. Okay. Robert wanted to have a good time, so he shipped some meth. He mailed meth to his hotel so he didn't have to travel with it.
He's got to go through. Well, no, you don't have to go through customs.
No, but they scan that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He addressed it to the hotel, only put his name in the return address. He also wrapped it in dirty socks for some reason. I don't know, to cover the smell of his meth. But since it wasn't addressed to anyone specific, one of the employees opened it, found the meth, and called police.
Oh, God.
You know, an undercover cop posed as a hotel manager and arrested Robert when he checked in. He's facing charges for possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and resisting arrest. He told the cops he had never done meth before, but he was in town to party. That's a quote from Robert. So he thought it'd be a good time to try it. Let's see his mugshot. Well, come on, Robert. Oh, you can tell he doesn't have that meth face.
He doesn't. Yeah, he's a...
Don't
he's an early bird.
Overbite.
Don't do it. Yeah, he doesn't have, you know, the face holes from picking at his face and and the two teeth.
Yeah, he's bound for an after picture, though.
You know what? This is probably the best thing to happen to Robert.
Seriously, man, because it looks early. In
that's
the,
he has his before picture right now.
Yeah, yeah.
In a year, we'll see the after picture.
What is it with meth? Well, all the stories from Florida have to do with meth.
Because it's a cheap, easy drug to make. Or so, or I'm told.
I don't know what it is about Florida and meth, though, man. It is seriously a problem in Florida, though.
It's hot. There's nothing else to do. It's muggy. Yeah. So you just sit around in front of a fan.
And do meth.
How long does it take to get the meth phase?
I don't know. Depends on how much meth you do, I think.
Yeah.
Next stunt with Benny.
Next stunt with Benny. We get him hooked on meth and see how long it takes for his life to
ruin his life.
We're just kidding, ladies and gentlemen. That is terrible. It's an absolutely terrible drug.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. God, what should we do next with Benny? I got some meth.
Oh, God, man.
What do you think, Benny?
I'm game.
Dog.